Next, elections in South Africa. Votes are being counted this morning in what's seen as the country's most closely fought elections since the African National Congress came to power 30 years ago. Polls suggest the ANC could be at risk of losing power. We'll hear from Alex Micheli from News 24 in Pretoria in a moment. But first, here's what voters were saying in Hope Town last night.
This time, I really expect changes because as of you can see that in Hope Town, there's a lot of unemployment.
I voted for ANC and I expect any changes, but with the current situation in our town, I'm more satisfied. That's why I voted for this party, in case which people is always there when we need them.
I voted for the EFF, and that's because I need fresh minds in parliament, a fresh way of thinking, and I feel like the current government is quite slow in terms of implementing certain things.
Alex Micheli, good morning.
Morning.
Well, results have been trickling in throughout the night. What are we seeing at this stage?
Yeah, we're looking at about 10% of the vote counted. And looking at it nationally, the African National Congress, the ANC, is still coming out on top, although right now they certainly have lost a majority as things stand now. But I think, interestingly, is KwaZulu-Natal, which is a province in South Africa and that has historically been an ANC stronghold. They look set to lose this province to a brand new party, the MK, which was actually formed by a former president, Jacob Zuma.
Well, 10% of votes, it's a small sample, but we did see yesterday there were long queues for voting, reminiscent of voting in 1994. What's the turnout been like?
The Independent Electoral Commission does expect a larger turnout than 2019, which stood at about 66%. That being said, the long queues may not necessarily reflect a higher turnout, but rather there were significant issues with voting, with voting or identification management devices. There were significant issues which prolonged voting, and it's at the moment believed that's what may have led to the long lines and not necessarily a significant increase in voters.
From that small sample of 10%, you're saying that the ANC looks like its edge is being lost. There are 70 parties and 11 independents running in the election. The main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, has a pact with 10 other parties to form a coalition government if they do dislodge the ANC. Does that look like a possibility at these early stages?
Well, I think that will be those are the complexities that are still to come. You know, the ANC and the DA and its coalition partners are obviously still tracking quite well right now. But the question will remain is if the ANC loses its majority nationally, whether it will go into coalitions with parties like the EFF or the MK. And if it does do so, then that will certainly unseat the DA coalition's hopes of taking over nationally or even most of the provinces.
Alex Micheli in Pretoria, thanks for joining us.